have to do it at daytime only.
Bill test.
You're saying 24. These are the things that you
have to package. August 14, 2014.
Yes. Take back.
But how much is going to be determined that early?
And we'll get the volume.
Oh, crap. I hate that thing.
Test design.
What are we going to do? Are we going to go 2 weeks straight?
I got it. I got it.
You know, 1 week? You know, start in the morning, end in the evening, go 24 hours?
Yeah, everybody, let's just chill until we get the people in here. Take a nap. Revving up.
Sorry, I can't join you, Nerdic.
Well, just to let you know, just something kind of interesting I looked
like
at. I looked at the September through the end of September, all salmonids and percentage of fish using the North Ladder, and it averaged about 6.2% over those 13 years or so.
Over what years?
2000 to 2013.
Oh, yeah, so that's different. A lot of different things going on there, but yeah.
Yeah, I know, and I didn't flesh all that out. But the thing I was looking at is, and I know we're not necessarily talking triggers or something, but let's say you had 20,000 fish using the East Ladder, and beyond that was you thinking it was getting too crowded, et cetera. So I looked at all the days that had more than 20,000 fish in the East Ladder, and what it would take, what percentage it would take to bring it back down to 20,000 fish to East Ladder. So there were 24 days during that whole period that had that kind of scenario. And like I said, it was 6.2% using the North Ladder. You'd have to bring it up to, say, 25.2%. I mean, a fourfold increase to drop that East Ladder back to that level.
Yeah, that's about what I expected.
Yeah, I was thinking more like, you know, maybe we could expect a 15% increase. It would look good. So I'm just saying, if we're just doing a block test and we're going to see what kind of percentage increase we can look at, we're going to be drawing fish there, hopefully, no way, but it won't be, you know, necessarily below a trigger level if it's up around 20, 25,000.
Right.
It's going to be
No, I'm not expecting us to make that. That's not the way I'm looking at it.
I looked at it a little different way, and it was kind of curious to me that
if we could pull 20 or 25% of the fish away from that ladder.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm not trying to get to a trigger level in that ladder.
Yeah, but I don't. That's what this is saying is you would have to pull. Well, the difference of that would be 20%. You'd have to pull 20% away from that ladder, and I think that's pretty good luck.
Possible. That's
depends
what we're testing.
On how much flow and stuff you get, but I think with what we're going to be testing here, I think it'd be tough to see that kind of.
Yeah, I mean, my response is going to be okay, Cor. What are you going to do? Let them die in the ladder? Or are you going to fix it? You know, because you can't kill the fish at the dam. Your incidental take statement doesn't allow you to do that. What I don't want to see is a catastrophic loss and a bunch of dead fish floating down below the project. I mean, nobody wants to see that. I'm not saying we would, but I don't know what 1.5 million fish is going to do. And we won't get all those at the Dells, but maybe someday. At some point, with warm temperatures, you know, we're not getting any cooler in this world.
Well, last year we had like 13 days above 20,000 in the East Ladder alone.
Yeah, and that's just going to get worse this year.
Right.
But I could just sit back and say, you know, NOAA Fisheries is telling you don't let this happen. How are you going to do it? I mean, I've thought a lot about this, and, you know, I can pound my head over all these ideas, or I can just say, you know, it's really up to you guys, but if we got dead fish below that dam, people are going to start screaming. And, you know, I wouldn't want to be the core with no plan. I would want to be thinking about how you're going to avoid that, regardless of when it happens. If we get 3 million adult Chinook back in a year, we keep trying to add more habitat. We keep trying to improve things for fall Chinook. And if there's one species that could do that, it's fall Chinook. So I wouldn't just sit back and not think.
No,
about
I'm
it.
Just I'm saying spill might not be enough to draw enough of those fish
right.
out of one ladder.
It may not. Yeah, but we need to know that. That's what this is all about. Is seeing if we can what does it take to actually do? And I don't see this as being a one-year shot, but I'm sure the BPA is going to say, let's step at this stepwise and not just throw 30K out there, and, you know, or whatever the gas cap, or even let's pursue a standard change or a waiver and go for 50K, half the river.
So Robert, you're saying that you have to pull 20% over to the north to be able to say that it's going to hold them over to the north?
No, to say that you pull them over.
No, ladder at that capacity.
You're trying to get down to that ladder capacity, and I'm just saying that, you know, I'd like to do that, but I just want to reduce
the crowd. I agree. I think you can do that.
What's your goal?
That's why I said, a goal, and I just looked at it a little differently, like, you know, and right. We don't know, but let's say the magic number was when you get over 20,000 fish in a ladder, you start to see delay or die off or something like that. What would it take? At what level would it take to pull it and keep it down below that level?
And that level is number of fish pulled across.
Yeah, so you got to pull about 20% additional fish. Right. So that's going to be a lot of attraction.
Yeah, and that's kind of what my thought was for a treat for a goal was in the 20 to 25%.
Well, you're right. That's what it would take.
So, and I didn't look at it that way, but that was what I was thinking would be, you know, a lofty goal for the program or for the test.
Did we in 2013 identify that there was delay and mortality downstream? So that
no, I don't think we have that. I mean, that's you're setting a pretty high bar.
I'm asking a question.
Yeah. No, you can ask that question, but we don't have the data, and
we didn't see that, right?
We wouldn't see that with the information that we got. You're not going to see that.
And are we getting any radio tracking this year?
This year, no. Well, no. Steelhead, but...
Steelhead.
Not Chinook. And I don't think Steelhead are going to show you much of a problem, because they can hold... I'm more worried about delay effects on Chinook.
So the 25,000 trigger is something that we're going to be talking about for years, probably after this Arctic trip, and after this fall. Right? We still need to determine what's the trigger, because we're sitting at 25,000 now, but we would have nothing to base that on. Right?
Right.
So did we ever get the capacity design? Find any material in that?
No, we looked, and well, Gary ran numbers. I ran some numbers from my own belt, which I don't take very much account to, and it came to like 150,000 fish. Or, I mean, it's
right.
Way over 20,000.
Right, right.
No water, all
yeah.
fish.
Yeah, right. that's kind of what exactly. I came. Well, there's water, but I mean, it's much higher than what I feel comfortable with,
so
and
I'm
it's
sure.
much higher than bottom.
And I had no idea what Milo based that on. Well, it was just a sentence.
Right. So what you're not, what we don't have is residence time in the individual pools and how long fish take to get through those.
That's why our
he doesn't take into account
it's really critical
temperature criteria.
No, he doesn't.
So yeah.
There's all these things that come into play that aren't there. You're just looking at pounds per cubic foot of water is all you're looking at, and that doesn't consider evacuation rates. Doesn't consider slowdowns in pools. You know, like turning pools and.
That's
more
like a hatchery pool scenario.
Yeah.
So I thought we were going to take tags from this steelhead.
No. No. Nope. We decided not
decided
to do that.
To, yeah, tear apart our current study.
Yeah. We have a steelhead study as is. Because, mainly, the small number of Chinook that we would do isn't going to tell you anything. And all we could do is argue about that and why ruin a good study to get a bunch of data that you can just argue about for the rest of forever? We can argue just fine without it. So,
and we can achieve the attraction objective with the window counts.
Yeah, I think that's we need to set up the objective and what how we're going to evaluate it. But I think it's pretty simple.
Any sightings of Mr. Benton?
No, I there was a bus coming by and I threw him out in the middle of it. Stopped and he just kept walking. It's crazy. So.
Didn't work, huh?
I sent him an email.
You know, Darth uses the Force. Darth Storm the Force.
All right, so let's start.
Let's get her done.
Gotcha.
So what I didn't really want to talk about today was triggers, because I do see that as taking us forever to work that out, and we don't have the information in front of us. I think that's something that we work on. We don't need to have that in place for a test. We do for an operation. We do to set up a change form for the future years. The trigger is important, but just to get an idea of a spill level that pulls fish from one side, or not pulls, that allows more fish to pass the north ladder, I think, is what we're trying to get here. So it's a test. I think if you look at it that way, then there's specific points that you need to decide on. And one of those is when to start the test. And since it is a test, I mean, we need enough fish in the river to be able to test. Probably any time in early September would do that. I don't know if for BPA that there's a better day than another day to do it in terms of the first week, second week, third week of September. But probably any of those would work. I would like to see
the
like this.
Better.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still thinking though that we would want to target the peak passage week, which is basically the second week of the month. So I would be looking at that second week of the month. The number of days then becomes an. I'm just throwing that out there. What is the second? What, anybody have a calendar? I have a calendar. So the 8th. So there's an option to start on the 8th of September and run this thing for a week, or how many days do we think is appropriate to see a response? And then how many hours in a day do you think is necessary to see a response? and then what's our desired response? I mean, what are we trying to look for here? What's the success of the test? I don't know that we have to resolve that today. That's something that, I mean, Agnes asked that question, and I think it's important for us to consider what we believe is what we, you know, what are we trying to do? What are we trying to achieve?
Can I ask a question?
You can.
I'll turn on my microphone, too. So this idea of less than 24 hours a day, you're turning it on and off. What is that going to do to what you're trying to accomplish
right.
in terms of
exactly.
studies and all of that? That's what should be considered.
That is, yeah. I mean, if we can go back, it'd be nice to be able to today resolve these issues, but we need to, I mean, the imminent thing is to make sure we're ready for the Vicksburg trip so that we know what we're doing down there. We don't have to have the start date exactly pinned down today, but I think that has to be, I mean, we need to be throwing dates into a hat. Duration of the test in days, I think you need at least 5 days of a test to be able to see a decent response.
The more the better.
I mean, I know. I mean, I was thinking 7, but I'm, you know, I looked, 10 would be great, but.
To be honest, 2 weeks was what I was thinking, and a minimum of a week of that period. It all depends on what your peak
your
level,
is. Yeah.
Trade away days for spill level.
Yeah. Bigger response.
Yeah, exactly. That's.
Well, you know, I mean, none of this works if it doesn't work fairly immediately. I mean, you know, I think you're going to see it immediately or you're not going to see a response. That's why I said it's a test.
You're going to pull fish over there.
It's not an operation.
You know, we don't have to discuss it now, but like you said, at what point will we consider it a success?
Yeah.
And more flow will probably get you more fish.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Then we need to be centered on the peak of the run too, right?
Without a doubt. Yeah, that's what I said, the more the better.
Yeah, but what we're trying to get, percentage is really kind of not numbers, but percentage is what I'm looking for here. These are the issues to talk about. I don't know how to resolve them. I mean, people need to put out some ideas. I'm throwing out starting the 8th of September.
Apologies, I would talk to the BPA because they may want to start the weekend.
Yeah, and you could tell me that's what I'd like to start on. If it's the 7th, 6th, 9th, 10th, that's fine. It's just, you know, I'd like to start the test sometime. And I'd like to start it when we have lots of fish there. So somewhere around that time we start, we run it for 5-7 days. If we can do 7 days, it'd be better.
I think you want to start at 7 as a minimum, honestly, just because 5 days, I mean, you could have something crazy happen in 5 days.
Yeah.
You get up like 1 or 2 days of something goofy happen, and then your sample size is shot to shit.
Well, I think that's what we need to talk about. Yeah.
And you're going to see some variability there.
Yep.
There was some in those daily ones.
There was.
It tended to be low for a while and high for a short period, you know, higher. But it still jumped around a little bit.
It did. It did jump around a bit. I mean, it was, by and large, I mean, it was about 6%. But you did see a bounce around a little bit in the
and
data.
You sometimes get a peak right around September 8th in the early portion. So you might be starting a little late on that.
The peak we've seen come around September something, usually pretty September Bonneville.
Yeah, that's true. I'm thinking Bonneville again. So.
Well, the 8th? The Dalles was the 8th. Last year it was the 8th.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could, you know, the 8th was the highest day.
Last year.
Last year. So, we could be around that date, but I'm thinking that's okay. We run for as many days as they'll give us, I guess, is what it comes down to.
Well,
how is this going to work? Is really what we need to get down to. We're dancing around this thing, but it's going to come down to BPA telling us what you'll do.
24 hours a day of spill, that's going to be our first question. Is, you know, in the initial proposal, you had 12 hours.
Right.
12 hours between 4 and 4.
Yep.
So are we still looking at that, or are we looking
it's
at
up for up for discussion.
Operation?
It's up for discussion. I mean,
right,
it really
so that
is.
It's going to depend on the duration.
So you could get twice as much spill if you did it that way?
Wow, that 14 days?
Yeah. That's the trade-off.
Well, right?
2 days instead of one.
I mean, I would prefer that because I believe that the fish are attracted, that if you start at 4 o'clock, you're going to attract those fish in there. You're not going to impact too many if you shut it off after that.
You thinking that's okay?
Yeah. A little bit longer I would have liked, but yeah. The 12 hours is fine. I think that's a reasonable test to get the best bang for the buck. And then you're saving your spill. If you've got a spill budget,
well, this,
save it for more days.
This is a
data.
Test. This is a test. So I don't expect to hit a home run this year. So if that's, you know, maybe that's the way we have to look at it. And if it doesn't work, then it may be that you need more hours during the day.
I mean, let's be worried about it. Well, that's, if you're shut off and up.
That could be an option, too. Do it sequentially. Say, try it for 2 or 3 days under a daytime 12-hour scenario. If you're not seeing any impact, try a 24-hour for the next 4 or 5 days or something.
Mark's using counts as a metric.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so that affects your counts. It does affect your counts. So only part of your count will be during that operation. And then the rest of your counts from 4 p.m. on will be a no-spill operation.
Yeah. I
so I think it'd be better to go 24 hours.
But if the majority of the fish are moving during those hours.
Yeah, the majority, you still have, when you have 30,000 fish going over the dam a day, you're still going to have a heck of a lot of fish going over during those odd
that,
hours.
That is true. That is true. Because it's more of a proportional thing going over at night.
And I think what you're missing with is the piece that you're trying to test.
Yeah.
Well, because you're still. You're going to add variability in space where you really want to know something. So.
Well, really, that's the really question for BPA. That would be like BPA is like, if we did 24 hours, how many days? If we did 12, how many days?
Yeah.
I mean, if we kind of get that, like, if it's like if we're doing 5 for 24 hours versus 10 for 12, I don't know.
The purpose of that, me asking that question during the day was, you know, when are the fish there? It's not for the purpose of a spill budget, but for the purpose of what is the goal of this test. The majority of the fish are moving in the daytime. Then let's design this test.
They are.
Look at that.
They are.
It's
set up time.
Well, they're moving.
Set up time.
Yeah.
They're moving at night in the reservoir. They're just not into the ladder at night.
I mean, that's one of my concerns. Like, the cleanest test is just do 24 hours a day, and there's no variables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But as soon as you do the 12 hours, then you're adding the variable of the switch time. And I don't know, it can confound the results. It may not. I mean, the results may be just clear cut, or they may just might be mud.
Well, the results won't be mud. I mean, they'll be clear cut as can be. It's just that it could have been better or not. That's the question. I mean, you're looking for a 24-hour passage. Is the passage that you have in that day better than history?
Well,
the historical. And if, you know, if it is, if you're getting 20% more fish over there than historical, I'd say you had a home run.
I'm saying, what if you get
12% more?
2 days, 5% on one day, and then 10% on the next day. What do you do with that?
That's likely what you're going to get.
Because that's how things work, and we can never get things clear cut. So.
And that's going to show that you're you can attract fish there.
Yeah. Yeah, and it comes.
Can you imagine the regular pattern?
I wouldn't even worry about that. I would aggregate that into the whole test period, rather than, because that's the way I've been looking at the run is in an average. So.
You're doing an average and then compare it to average say like from last year.
Yeah. Something like that is what I would do.
Times of like the peak and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what I would do.
Average
over this test is a block, and of that block, the average of that block versus the average of that block last year or other years, which is going to be about 6%.
It's not super high, but they're
shift this up. You know, there's going to be variability.
Sure.
Yeah.
There will be.
So how are we looking at the data? Are we comparing two different points, or are we going to just call this one change and have a value?
I think that it's one value. I think it's one big block.
Average cost of block.
Yeah. And you compare what you gain. I mean, it's going to have to be a big signature. And I would assume it would be. If it's not, we're not getting what we want done anyway. I mean, if we don't get 20% of the fish to switch over, then I'd say, okay, now you got something that you know you can get a lot less, but it's better than it was. You have something to do. And you start learning by doing this what your options are for an implementation down the road if you need it.
Well, also it's going to depend on how much spill you do. I mean, if you go total cheap and go like, oh, let's just put 5K out there, and you get a minimal response. And you're
we've already done.
It's like, what if you put more?
Right. So, we've already done that, and we didn't see a response. Or a big response, and so there you are. So from your perspective, if you're forced to do something, what do you do? I mean, do you just slam it with 50K, half the river and hope for the best, or do you want to, what kind of battle does that set up?
So just to backtrack real quick. So the 25% success that this test worked, how did we arrive at that 25%?
There's just out of thin air. What do you want? I mean, that's...
And that's somewhat backed up by, again, that number to bring a ladder, enough fish out of the east ladder over to the north ladder.
Assuming that the 25,000 is crowded.
20,000, yes.
Yeah, which we don't know. I mean, maybe, that's the thing.
Yeah, it's arbitrary, but it's something.
I mean, if you're getting 50,000 fish a day,
Oh, yeah, they're both clogged.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have... Yeah, but it won't be both clogged, because the way we're running it now, it'd just be one massively clogged and the other one wants of water.
Well, it's really great to have all those fish and then have them all die at the ladder.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would make the headlines.
It would, absolutely. That's what I've been saying. I mean, I don't want to see. I don't think the Corps wants that.
No.
And certainly we don't want to see that. So I think you need to start somewhere with an operation, and the idea was to go down to Mississippi and try to work out that volume. So the volume is something we really can't address until we go down there. It's the volume, it's the pattern. We have some ideas. We know we don't want to go start, you want to work your way up. So we're going to do that, try to see what makes the most sense in terms of attraction, and with dye and beads and pieces of paper and whatever in the model. So we'll go and do that and the pattern and set that up. And so that's something that, that's out there for the Erdig trip to resolve. I think here it's just, all we can really do is just determine what day we want to start this thing, how many days we're going to do, and how many hours a day
we're
going to do.
And that kind of proposal, it involves a bigger discussion at BPA. It's not just going to be the fish group, it's going to be the POW group.
So sure.
The proposal is, to start at the peak approximately the 8th, and we're looking at the 12-hour operation for X amount of days, and that's something that
You can take that back.
Action on, and
right.
That we can bring back to power
right.
And say, we think this is a good test, and we can get some good results to see if we can run the hole. But I don't think we can get agreement today.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah, we so need, but you need something to take back.
Paper, yeah, to take back.
I mean, I would throw out. I would just throw out. Start on the 8th, 7th, 8th, somewhere around that time. Run it for 7 days. Give us a week, and give us 12 hours a day of whatever spill we come up with.
So, question: Why is 7 days of 12-hour spill better for BPA than 3 or 4 days of 24-hour spill? I just think the 24-hour spill is going to be a cleaner data set. If you have the counts, if you start at the same time the counts start, you know, or something similar.
And I think more days is more isn't really important.
Yeah, I agree with that.
More days is probably more important.
Okay.
That's, you know, if I could get 24 for 7.
I just worry about the confounding nature of that 12-hour data set compared to the counts.
I agree. But 4 days is too short.
7 or 14 or 12. Project. And then let BPA come back and
I think a block would be better.
Also, I would suggest if the 8th is...
What do you mean by block? You mean a block of 12?
You would set up your condition, and then you would have fish arriving at the project, seeing that condition, setting up, and
I thought you meant block test.
And it would be better than having this on-off thing and fish kind of running around confused. You're not really seeing the accurate picture if you did a 24 continuous operation.
All of these are tests.
And if the spill was the same period of time that they're actually spilling water, why does it matter? It seems like even spilling at night would be cheaper for BPA. Yeah. So I don't understand why that's better to have 12 hours.
So what you're talking about proposing, so if you have something different on the table that we can take back, that's fine. You know, one thing I haven't really looked at is, so if the concern is that we're missing a significant number of fish that are moving through at night, what's that difference?
Significant. What's the
ideal pattern? Night is typically is like 5%.
Yeah,
if you got more fish, it's
that's not
be
it
a lot
though. That's not the issue. That's not really not the issue. The issue is going to be how fish, how they attract to, and the approach. That's going to be the issue. If they already go above the spillway and then they're holding at the powerhouse, and then go into the east ladder, we're not going to pull those in. So if that's the way things work and all your fish that are going to pass for the day kind of stagger in, or they attract, they stage in, then your spill at the north ladder, at the spillway, is probably more important to have it happen at night even than during the day.
Well, that's why you can start at 4 in the morning.
I know. That's why I'm starting 4 in the morning. But maybe it should be 3 in the morning. Maybe it should be 2 in the morning.
That's the other question. If you miss all those fish from, say, 4 o'clock on, they go up in stages in the east ladder, those fish, that's just going to make the next time.
I mean, he's right. It complicates things. You typically have few fish using that north ladder. Yep. You typically have few fish passing at night.
Yep.
So it does complicate it, but it's kind of minuscule compared to what we're trying to do is pull even a bulk of daytime fish over there.
Is there a significant shift over the
period? But it makes sense. You know, I like the idea. It makes sense to go... Why not a 24-hour block for, I would say, like at least 7 days? And if not that, if you want to do, if that's too much water and painful or whatever, drop it down to the daytime only, whatever hours you agree to, and 10 to 14 days. Yeah.
Yeah, do 10 or 14. That's what I'd do.
Yeah, 24 would be best. There's no doubt about it.
Catherine's trying to say don't start at the peak.
Yeah, I was going to say,
move it a day or two ahead.
If you have a peak, average peak, put that in the middle of your study block and go a little ahead of it, a little beyond it. Don't start at the peak because that's probably not the optimum. The peak of Volchnik runs through a pretty sharp peak. So
they do,
you really want to put that at the center of your test.
So maybe more like the 5th or something like that might be a better timing.
That's what I was trying to suggest.
I was thinking that too.
So I could be wrong, but designing the test is all great. It sounds you've got all kinds of options, but what if it works? Now you got to design an actual
operation.
Is BPA going to live with a 24-hour operation?
I know.
7 days a week every year.
I know.
And then the next question is,
that's what I worry about.
What are the triggers going to be?
Right.
On off triggers.
That's later discussion.
I don't want to talk about triggers at all today.
Yeah.
No, this is just the test today.
Yep.
Right.
Design the test today.
Right. Can we do
and
it?
The trigger would be better to find after the test is over and we can learn some
right.
information.
Exactly.
So yeah. for you to go back to BPA with this, it's I would say start the fit like somewhere around there, go for 24/7, and then if
fifth is a Friday.
If not, do a 10-day or a 14-day of 12-hour spill.
So
and see what they have to say about that. That's kind of the two options I'm seeing.
And then are we thinking if we do 12, are we talking 4-4, 3-3?
Well, I suggest a 4-4.
4 because it doesn't get light till 5:30. Mm-hmm. It's like an hour and a half.
Five o'clock. It's still.
That's because you got bad eyesight. I guess
it's
5:30
this morning.
That's about 5:30 this morning. We had
to
have
5, and it was dark.
It was dark.
That's why
it was dark.
Regardless,
it was darkish.
It's darkish. By the time you get September, it's 6 o'clock. So this is going
to
be about 2 hours before it lightens up.
Now, that's the only question I had.
I would take at least the 2 hours.
Makes the most sense to me. So.
Yeah.
Getting fish that are staging in the area.
4-4.
4-4 seems to be back where we're at.
Yep.
Yeah.
4-4 for 10 days.
I think that's the best for your 12-hour test.
24/7.
So do two options.
Yeah. Yep. And probably the 24/7 preferred.
Too. I think that's a good starting point to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. The volume will be determined
at Erdick.
Yeah. But if you start cutting back a lot more than that, it's just going to be that much more difficult to
see
pull out any meaningful
to see the differences.
Difference.
And we understand
even if we average
that,
it.
There's
no, I understand.
Other people that need to.
Yeah, we understand.
Yeah. So, go ahead, Tom.
As we said, the preferred option, I think, like Rob was saying, is probably going to be the 24 because it takes out biases.
It does.
It's nice to have more days, but I don't know which I'd rather make sure you don't have biases. We're having more days.
Well, that's a good compromise.
Well, how many days are we talking about? I mean, I don't want to get this down to just
seven.
Oh, yeah.
If you
could do
24 hours or 10,
7 days at 24 hours, that's
an average of 7.
That'd be the best.
And then, what if something crazy horrible happens, like around 7th, 8th, for whatever reason, it stayed hot and the falchion haven't come up yet? Do we delay?
If they don't show up,
So you have to be, say you're still like bumping around at 10,000, 15,000.
You need
lead time
set,
minimum of 3, well, on this one I would say a week. They come in so fast.
They do.
You're not going to have that kind of a...
You might have a day or two.
You're not going to have that kind of projection out there. So
I don't know that I love this.
If you wanted to start it prior to the peak.
We don't know that yet.
It's just a stab.
What did you use when you were in the portions?
I was looking at 20, and the trigger at Bonneville is 25,000. That's project.
This is what we're going to have you guys bring back. 24-hour spill for 7 days starting on the 5th, or 10 days of 12-hour spill for 4.
At 4K?
No, not 100% spill.
We don't know what the volume is.
You can go down to expert. So the only question we have for you is, like, what's better for you guys, weekends or not weekends?
Weekends are lower price.
So that's why I think maybe you start on, like, Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Sixth.
Start on the 6th.
So why are you going with fixed days instead of a trigger?
Hmm?
You're going with fixed days, not a trigger?
No, well,
you were here.
I don't want to argue about a trigger.
We were saying the peak is normally around the 8th, so we figured around the 6th probably makes sense. And that I was being an idiot for bringing that up, saying, like, if we're not hitting, like, 10, 15, 20,000 fish days at Bonneville, we may not want to start the test on that Saturday.
Well, we never have a problem. We don't want to start it.
This is a test. This is a test.
It's just nothing if you get, I know we can pass 25 to 40,000 right now.
Right.
And so we sort of have to have a problem to say why you started. So going on a date makes it.
You guys want to wait till you have the problem? That's fine with me.
Well, you can almost see the problem coming or have something.
But if you say the weekend we did it, or
you see the problem coming, you won't know what to do about it. Yeah. I mean, that's the point of this is we don't know if we'll have a problem. You get that many fish in a ladder, you probably will. So the idea is to have an operation in your bag, in your back pocket, that you can use. That's what this is about. So I don't want to talk about triggers at this point or how many dead fish you have to have before you do something. What I want to do is I want to find out, I mean, 4K doesn't work. What I want to know is what does work. What kind of an operation can we use? Can we have in our back pocket, in the plan, or somewhere to use? We'll worry about the trigger later. It may not ever happen, but you know, I hope it does, because that means we got lots of fish. So let's have this in our back pocket. And the only way to develop that is to start it on a date.
I mean, the reason we're
if we don't do it,
you guys always talk about you guys need lead times. So we're saying,
Scott, we're gonna argue forever, and we'll go right past September arguing about a trigger.
We have to make a case for what the problem is.
We can just say the trigger at bottom. Get the trigger on, we'll start after
that. Well, we have that, but I don't know. I don't. Scott's asking a different question. You know, is there a problem? Can there be a problem with too many fish in a ladder? And I think that's pretty simple to answer. I mean, you can look at Clay or Bell or any of those and say, yeah, there is a crowding issue. Or just talking to.
We went, but it was 120,000 when we did the calculation, so that's.
Yeah. But it's Milo Bell.
Yeah, but that's
so
not.
He said, you look at Bell because Bell exists, and so that's where.
Yeah.
If you look at,
I'm with you guys. I want to support the what we're doing, but I have to be able to.
Just listen to the Ken, and about talking about that transmission of disease issues.
That's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, that's the sort of thing that worries me. Is you get so many fish in a ladder, you may not see them all dead at the tail race of Dell's Dam. They may die somewhere up the river. But what I worry about is that. You know, we have too many fish in the ladder.
Yeah, if nothing else, it's an insurance policy. So if we see
that's
obvious problems,
that's why I'm looking at it.
Yeah,
it gives Bob something to do. I mean, something to implement.
We'll never know what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Once we start seeing. Problems.
And the Corps of Engineers something to implement if they need if they need to.
The trigger thing is we're going to be talking about that. You can
pull fish into the North Ladder.
Right.
And how many fish
would it take? What would it take?
Do you really need a week lead time before you can start spilling?
How much is spilling?
Yeah.
That's the second question. How much spill? I mean, the first question is, as Gary was trying to point out, how much spill do you need to affect the movement?
Right. You're going to have about 100K in the river at that time.
Yeah.
Right.
And so if you're trying to spill 20, you're getting 20% of the river put over there.
That'd be cool.
And that's 120 megawatts or 130.
Right.
And so it's not a ton of lead time. It's not a huge chunk of energy. You have to go out and purchase it. Is it 24 hours? Or are you guys okay with 16 or 12 or, you know, days are shorter? Is it mostly adult passage during the day that we're looking for? Do you set it up in the morning and run until 5 at night? Or?
Well, that's what we talked about.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we talked about. We said 7 days of 24 hours or 10 days of 12. Start at 4 and go to 4. Go 4-4.
Well, why not 7 at 4 to 4?
Well, we talked about that, too.
The thing I'm hoping to do is the harvest issue. Is that you're going to see lower numbers Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You'll probably see your biggest number because they're going to fish on Monday.
We're talking 7 days. Just think about this for a second. Doesn't matter what day you start. You're going to have 2 weekend days that fall in there.
You can do 7 days in a row.
But
what I'm proposing is you might want to break it into 2 weekends, because if the harvest affects it, like I'm kind of guessing it does, you're going to have your biggest problems when they're the day after they're not fishing.
Now you're getting into a different issue. You're getting into a trigger issue and that kind of thing, and how we do this implement. All I want to do is determine whether or not we can see a change in the distribution of fish at that project with a certain amount of spill. So breaking it up.
I'm trying to fix two problems, because when we do the data, you're going to have, last year what we saw is the ladders used a little different when the fishing was and wasn't happening. And so how do you attribute it to us changing the spill versus us changing, the harvest number?
Different fishing levels?
Well, because when they harvest, you see the level go down. You know, you kind of look at the data, and it goes up and down with fishing, nets in, nets out, nets in, nets out.
The distribution?
Yeah, the latter. Well, the distribution
no.
and a little bit the distribution did, but the total number of fish you're trying
yeah.
to do something.
Total like number, yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's some point where total number makes a problem.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of having edge. Now you've got more edges. Instead of a block with 2 edges, now you've got 4 edges stuck in your
Well, I was trying to block around the harvest and not harvest happening.
So we ban harvest for a week while the test's going on.
I don't think that's not going to happen.
Do you know that Howard's on back again?
I don't think it matters. I think there's still a lot of fish. I mean, we're going to have plenty of test animals out there, and the idea is to try to test this to see if we can move a percentage of who's in the river from one side to the other.
But the most critical time to move that percentage is when you're having the maximum number of fish.
Yeah, but now you're getting into the implementation. This year, I think what we're doing is testing this.
But I might want to learn two things. Is it, you know, what is our trigger going to be based on? How do we determine our trigger if we do find that it does change percentages? Then what do we do with that?
If
we see that we can get a change in percentage
right.
of some kind.
Right.
But that still doesn't say when you would implement when you'd start spill. You just know you can change a percentage. You think if it's 20,000 fish, you can get 40% to go over there. If it's 40,000 fish, you can get only 5% to go there.
Or you don't know that.
Bigger.
We don't know
you
that.
Don't.
But you're going to have ups and downs through this test, no matter what, especially if you do it for 10 days.
If you broke it up on weekends, your variability issues are going to be big.
Yep. I don't like that idea. For a test.
Just makes it tougher.
I think you're getting into more of the implementation side of this.
Well, I'm trying to blend the two together to answer more than one question.
You're just trying to mix us up.
Okay. How am I doing?
You're doing it.
Yeah.
No, you're not. But I understand what you're doing, but I don't know that it's worth it at this level, at this point. I mean, we don't even know if this will work or not. We may not even get these guys to move over.
It didn't really seem to jump out last year.
Right.
Well, small amounts. But
small
amounts,
but not
but it, all the time,
pretty small.
The three times we've done it over history, it hasn't worked.
It hasn't. That's why I don't want to try 5K or 4K.
Right. And so that's why I'm going at, if you can sell 4K for a day versus glomming that same amount of water into a shorter period, it's more expensive during the daylight hours.
I know.
But it's a balancing act. I mean, we do potentially have a problem.
Yeah. Unfortunately, fish like to pass during the day, so that's our time of choice.
Right.
But
the weekends are when you'll have the biggest problem anyway.
Yeah. Well, under the current management
guidelines,
which may change. Who knows how that's the future.
Yeah.
But I think it's still, if we do this test long enough, a week will give you an average over that time of against what we historically have. And you'll be able to see if there's been an effect or not. And it's got to be a decent effect or it's not worth doing. I mean, you guys are going to come in and say that. You know, it's like, okay, you got 6% movement. Who knows? Lost in the noise. But, on the other hand, if we got fish dying in the river or in the ladder, it gives somebody, at least you know you can move some out of there, and it's going to alleviate the problem somewhat.
Would a 20% increase be a worthy goal?
In my mind, yeah, I would. I may have said that somewhere in one of my memos.
So could we just assume that we could get 20% Yoder Erdic and say, how much flow is it going to take to get 20% and design the study?
Well, you won't.
You don't know how fish you can attract with the flow.
Right, all you see in Erdic is, can you get a signal far?
I've seen Gary's graph, and it looks to me like 20% is obtainable.
I think it is.
See that.
Yeah, based on the what we saw with spill and no spill, I think it's possible to do that. I think you can get a.
Finding the right amount of flow.
I'm just looking for. I mean, you can say 20%, or you can say a significant. I mean, something that's definitely better than where we are. But I think 20% is a good goal to shoot for. If we got 19, would I say it's a failure? No. No, you know, or 15, I'd say we still had something that we could implement.
We're getting in the ballpark.
Yep.
We're going the right direction.
Yep, exactly. And, maybe another year down the road when we want to test something a little different.
But what I need from you guys is some of the support as to why this is important to do. How would you sell this to someone that's not a fish person?
We're going
to
rely on you to come up with all that because you're a good biologist.
Insurance. I think that's a good point. I mean, if they all died in that ladder, if we had a run that was bigger than this, say three times bigger than this run that happened this year,
exactly,
and they were all to die in the east ladder, you know what a publicity issue that would be? And so what's our plan
here's, you've got my memo, and my memo shows that out of the 4 years that I looked at with the conditions that we have in the tail race out there, 6%, 5%, 7%, 6%, 6% average. So go figure. If you've got, if we have 3 million.
If you're going to get 25%, then it's 30%. But if your success is 20, more than that, not just 20%.
20% would sure be a big help if
but
you had. 20
more than that? Or 20
20 more. 20 more. So yeah, 25, 30%. If you can get that kind of shift over to the other ladder, that helps.
That's meaningful. Yeah.
Sure. You know, then somewhere down the road, we're going to be talking about building bigger ladders. Maybe, I don't know. But
and part of the question that I know people will ask at BPA is, well, what is the capacity of that east ladder? So I just don't want to lose sight of that question.
Oh, we won't.
Being answered.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't see us implementing anything without that kind of discussion. This isn't a change form. I changed my approach. Not a change form. It's just a test. Coordination.
Something I want to point out, too, is if you put all the attraction flows, so we have four main entrances at the Dalles, and you put them all together, all the attraction flow that is coming out of those entrances, north entrance only accounts for about 14% of the total attraction flow going out of entrances. So,
well, I know,
I
that's
if it isn't geography, not geography, but the physical shape of the river.
It is.
You know, because that's a nice, deep, cool channel. It leads all the way up to the east ladder.
Yeah.
You're fighting against
the limit. Dave, that's what I always thought it's been. It's that bow leg attraction.
Yeah.
And that's why it's never worked to date, and that's why the volumes you're talking about are substantial. And because you've got all your powerhouse, you got all the potential you're working against you. That's just a bad plot. You know,
well,
they
yeah,
picked that for the ladder, they did because it's that short. But
you've got the data that I put together, and that data does show that you can get a significant passage on the north ladder.
Yeah. Okay? No, I'm not disagreeing with you.
And there's
it's,
spill levels yes. there that I've cross-referenced that against, and so it looked to me like at 30%. 30% spill, you really get a shift over there. Now, our question is, bowing to you guys, you know, how much lower can we go and get a decent passage over there? And that's, you know, start low, and it may take several years to get an operation that you feel really comfortable with. But hopefully, you know, we'll step up to that. What's that?
Parts of my agency will never feel comfortable.
Well, you never feel comfortable with anything. So, I mean, you know, that's when it comes down to more spill or surface passage or whatever.
So are we starting from the point, like you just said, that 30% will move a substantial number of fish?
Yeah, that was part of my memo, that will.
So that's the first given.
I am not, you know, I'm of the opinion that you can get fish to the north ladder if you provide good passage conditions.
So then the question is, would BPA support a 30% spill operation?
And it's not percent.
Well, yes, he's talking percent.
Well,
I have to remember. I think it was K. You're right. It was K CFS.
30K. Okay.
Well, 100% or 100K
well,
river.
Well, I thought we were talking about it. Yeah, okay.
It's both.
But that's where we have to be careful about what we're agreeing to.
So yeah.
30K versus 30%, if you lift it all, then you're goofing it up.
It's K. That's what I wrote the thing in.
Okay.
So I'm sorry.
So is that something that BPA would support? And I think the first answer would be not right now. So the question that you have to ask the people is, or explain to your higher ups is, we're trying to find the minimum amount where we can affect a positive change.
Right, and that's why the trip to ERDC, to try to see if our model can give us some hints as to what that is. To have that as a backup to say, well, we went and looked at the model we spent millions of dollars on.
Yeah.
Used our best tool available. It looks like this is it. All the previous studies have shown these lesser amounts don't work. So you're wasting your money
right.
at the lower.
Right.
Right.
And
right.
In the meantime, we're also answering the question if we're asking. So we bring both of those answers to the agency.
The struggle part, that's why I've been trying to work with the harvest and something else is, you know, we always get the blowback. Well, why are we the only one giving on trying to mitigate this problem? But we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know how you. I don't know where to go with that. I mean, I don't. What I don't want to do is say, well, we got too many fish. Let's kill more.
I didn't say kill more. I mean, it was kill them at different days of the week.
Yeah, but you still have days of the week that you're not. Then you have your peaks.
So you can't. It's like television. It's like going to fish. I mean, there's
got to work.
Yeah, it's like there's set up time because they just. There's usually a compact, there's meetings. It's
well, no,
not like a.
I've been trying for months to try to get this and put in different bugs in different ears, and it's all, everyone runs away. You know.
So basically, what you're saying is if we can go on a strip off the peak.
You go a long way to try to get rid of it, because we, you know, collectively, we must think it's greater than 40 ish. I mean, that's what we had last year at the most when we caught all the fish in there. We had that Mesockite plus shad.
Yep.
It's somewhere in the 40,000, 50,000.
Right. Yeah, probably.
So if you can shave the peak off, you've gotten rid of most of the problem for most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
so I think you still have to have this operation in your back pocket that's another discussion, and that may be another way to deal with it, that you never trip the trigger. That's fine. Right. But if you do trip the trigger, I'd like to see us have something to do, something that you can live with.
I mean, you don't the want BPA. To have to build another ladder. That's
right. Well, that's going
to
be, yeah.
Well, you could have a scenario where you had a catastrophic failure of the east ladder, you know, and they're blocking fish. So,
yeah.
You know, to just to use it as an example.
AWS system never gets built.
How can we get the fish more attracted there?
Yeah. No, I agree. We sort of need to know this, but I just have to have a good story as to why we're spending the money now to do it.
Right. Well, I mean, why now? Because we got 100, or we got 1.5 million fish
instead
heading to Bonneville.
Spending all the money to build a new ladder.
No, exactly. I'm trying to find ways you can sell and avoid these other
issues.
Arguments. Raspberry ladder.
Let's just quit trying to cover the fish and get to the level where they're at. Right.
There, boy, yeah, maybe we're done. Recovery. D-list.
We've maxed out the system's capability.
We're done. Yeah.
That's a great problem to have. I mean,
it is. Yeah, it's a good problem to have, but we don't want to have the death on our hands. Because you're out there saying, wow, look at what we did. Don't look at that. Don't look at that.
Don't look at death by that means.
Yeah, and they're all rotting in the tail race. That would not be that's not a good story. So,
so what you're saying is a week or 10 days.
Starting on the around the 5th, 6th of September.
Yeah.
And going for week, 10 days. 24 hours spill, 12 hours spill. We're still
I definitely
arguing.
Have an easier time selling the 12.
I know.
And I think we'll get the same benefit, given that these guys aren't nighttime passers.
Well, it's the approach.
That's why you start early enough in the day to get it.
Well, you are, but what about those fish that are four, if they go past the dam and they're counted the next day, and you count them in there, and basically it's like, oh, maybe we didn't work successful because you have a certain percentage of fish that went past that are in are now staging below the short ladder. It may not be a high number. I don't know. It just a cleaner test is 24 hours.
The best test is 24 hours for 7 days, 24 hours. If we could do that, that takes out those edges and that concern. That's the best test. But any test is a step forward.
But we're looking at averages between the periods.
Right.
So we could accomplish that with a 12-hour test.
Well, except you change the behavior of the fish. That's the problem. So you compromise your test. You can't average that out. You change their behavior.
Right, but the other choice is just leaving how they're going to do it.
Well, and that's where I keep coming back. If you're going to test 24 hours, then it seems like that's the operation you're trying to support. And are you going to actually support a 24-hour spill operation?
Well, no, you wouldn't. Because the only reason you do the 24 hours is because you want to know if you can change percentage. Because if you say you can change percentage for most of the fish, if you find out you have, then you're saying, and 70-80% of the fish pass from 4 to 4, then we're probably going to say, if we can do for 80% of the fish in a high day to get those ones moved, the other 20%, hey, we're sorry. You did what we could. But I don't want that 20% to mask the signal of the whole test.
But which hours are they, the nighttime hours that are staging the fish ready to go in the ladder? Or?
That's what we don't know.
Yeah, but that's why wouldn't you want to test 12 during the day and see if that works?
You could, and then you could basically turn yourself into, you could fool your answer. You may have not, I mean, I don't know.
They just say that that's your operation. You need 12 hours is going to be your operation. You should test your operation.
That's right.
Which does make sense.
That's right.
If that's what we think we're going to get.
But I mean, you might get more of a signal, and a better operation might be a 24-hour operation.
Right, but I mean,
I wouldn't disagree.
What I don't want to do is when we go someday down the road to implement this, I don't want to do this for a day on, a day off, a day on, a day off. And it's something that you would trigger, and then you trigger it. You don't let those little wows in the passage change it. And you may have like 2 days or something like that in there or something as a buffer.
But it's going to be hard to sell to do it that way. Because once you sort of know, we sort of have to identify where the problem starts occurring. And once you're above or below the threshold.
Yeah.
Scott, there'll be pressure to do that.
Can you explain to me why it's harder to sell if it's the same period, the same number of spill hours? Why, say, 4 24 hours of spill would be different than 8 12-hour blocks of spill? I mean, it seems like it'd be better.
It's just sheerly the number of hours you're spilling is mine.
Okay.
And if you can get by with 12 and get the same benefit, that's, I mean, it's, money drives a lot of things.
You're not going to, I don't think you're going to get the same benefit with 12 that you would with 24. It's, is it enough benefit? For, and it really comes down to a block of several days operation, which I think is how this would go down anyway. You would start it, you're going to have that peak, and then you're going to stop it on the backside. You may get some bumps in there, but it's going to be a block of time, and I think you're going to look at the average over that time and see how it worked.
Can you just split the block and do half 24s and half 12?
Yeah, that would mess you up. Too many edges.
You know, I'm not sure about the dowels, but Bonneville, you didn't really get that staging at night, I mean, from radio tracking.
Yeah.
They would still meander, you know?
Bonneville's so different. Because of that Dalles, you know, cul-de-sac, or going all the way up to the entrance.
Did they just stay there, do you remember, from radio tracking, or did they still mill about? Because it seems to me if they didn't go through, we would still see fish checking out other ladder entrances.
Yeah.
I know still had milled about, but I can't remember.
I don't know if they went all the way down to the
did
north end.
Did you guys look at hourly passage? Do you look at hourly passage?
Yes, absolutely.
And the staging should show up in there as a really big spike at the morning hours. And I didn't recall us ever talking about having that spike. It goes up, but it's not a huge dramatic.
It's not that big of a spike.
Right.
Yeah, it goes up.
That's where I would go with it. I don't think their staging, per se, is a, you know, right at the entrance waiting for the day.
Well, which would be 24 hours would be better because they're doing continuous.
Well, I don't think they're
no, it drops off much, way low at night.
Yeah.
And then it picks up.
The ones that seem to go
and
at night.
There is a peak, and it lasts for several hours in the morning, and then it drops down, and then it goes back up.
Is that true when you have so many fish in the ladder, though? I mean, yeah. It seems like the ladder's just packed with fish, they're just going to be constantly going through the
ladder. And it wasn't last year.
Well, it's just because they don't necessarily peak a lot right at daybreak doesn't mean they're not staging in that
That's true.
But what are you delaying? I mean, that's where I have to explain, what am I harming them by having them? They got to wait somewhere. You know, you're either in transit or you're there.
Pat, couldn't you argue that if you test 24 hours and it doesn't work, then we're probably done. But if we test 12 hours and it doesn't work, they'll come back with, well, now we should test 24 hours.
It's a catch-22. I'm kind of working my way up from the bottom. What's the minimum?
That's what she said. Right.
And so 12 is a better, easier sell than 24, than back down to 12, you know.
It, as an operation.
I hear where you're coming from, Tammy, but it's, I'm fortunately trying to find the minimum maximum.
I would say that this group, on the whole, probably wants 24 for 7 or whatever.
Or 14 or 20.
No. You know, I think that's all the best scenario, but if that's just too much to swallow, I think it sounds like you might be willing to take the 12-hour. I mean, we'll see something, but it's going to have all those other questions around it.
And it's going to be based on what number we think we have to have after the Erdig trip. If it's going to be 30K or 35 or 40, that doubles or triples your cost.
Right, exactly, what you put through there.
Right, and so there's some magic point where they go, oh my God, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, I would say biologically we'd want a full 24 hours for a good block of time, 7 days.
Yeah.
And that's what we go by. But if it's too costly, et cetera, start whittling it down.
I guess I've been, maybe I'm wrong here, but I'm looking at this as Bob's idea of 12, 24. I don't think it really matters unless you're trying to get down to a daily operation. But if you're looking at a block operation, say we do this down the road, we get a lot of fish in, we need to do it, we do it for 3 or 4 or 5 days, it doesn't matter if it's every other day, 24 hours or whatever. It's an operation. It's what you do.
Right.
It's that operation.
I don't know if we can sell it down the road. You just do it every year?
You know? No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if you hit a trigger, you do it, and you're going to do it for more than a day. What I wouldn't want to do is be in a situation where we try to split hairs and say, okay, this is exactly the operation that works, right, whether it's a day or 3 days or five.
It's probably 3 days and you revisit it.
Yeah, at least.
I'm thinking it's going to vary in between the fishing. If you're doing Monday through Friday.
If there's that kind of thing going on and you're surfing through it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you look at last year's run, last year's example, and it stayed, there's one day where it dropped down below 25,000. But it stayed above 25,000 for 8 days.
Adult Chinook, or what number are you looking at?
I'm looking at adult, all species. not shad. And there was a block there where it was above 25,000. Then it dropped down for several days and went back up for 3 days. What? High harvest. Yeah, could have been. I don't know. But it isn't a lot. I mean, there's some ups and downs in there, but it isn't like it's just, you know, up and down every weekend, that sort of thing. So it looked to me like you'd do a block of if 25,000 was the magic number, you would have done a block for a week. And that would have covered pretty much
the peak of it.
The peak of it, yeah. And that's probably what it's going to be like in the future. I don't know. I mean, that's what we're after. If it was only a couple of days, I don't think I see a disaster there. I don't know.
Our runs hopefully are getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah. So I see it as in blocks, and so I see the operation as an operation that's going to continue for several days, and whether it's 12-24, 12-24, or whether it's 12-12 or whatever, did it work? Does it work?
So
you're
saying
25,000
adult Chinook and
jacks
total, right?
Adults.
No, it's
combined species. Combined
standard.
Peepwood, steelhead, and
boho.
All species.
This is
the
all species, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just ladder capacity,
total,
you know, bodies.
Capacity. So
pounds of fish in a ladder.
Yeah, on that egg, it was 35,000. Is that right?
It was almost 40.
Right.
That's when you will get combined, so the 40s.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
That's when Bob was concerned, I was concerned. We started seeing...
The picture.
What's that?
Where's the picture? Pictures.
Of the ladder when they were full. You had shot some pictures down in there.
They're video. It's video. They weren't out. That's what I took. It was video.
We have some pictures too. We were out there that day.
Did we get still shots? I know I got.
Remember they were going with overflow weir.
Yeah.
As they were jumping over.
They still from your videos.
Cul-de-sac area.
Yeah, you can do it.
What was that count that year that took a picture at Bonneville?
Going there. That was early 2000s, like 2003 or something like that.
Yeah, but what was the number of fish in there?
But maybe, and they were doing the same thing. They were going over the overflow weir.
So you know you have problems.
30,000, 40,000
fish, but they use the overflow weir. Because at one of them, what they'd found is they just ran through the water to the bottom. They didn't have any water going over the top. They did fine. So it seems to be those overflow weirs or the overflow fish, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should mention, too, we plan on watching that. So we're going to start, like, pretty much at the beginning of the fall run to just get some baseline information, how many fish are using overflows versus what's coming through the count station, and then once we start hitting those peaks, we'll see how it differs for a ratio going on the top, see what that tells us.
Another way of looking at a trigger, maybe.
Coho seem to like their overflow more than shrimp.
Paul Chinook like going over the top more than the spring shrimp.
This would be
yes. Scott, what do you need to go back?
The Erdick trip would be the next.
Yeah.
The next. Kind of thing, but I hear
late. Well, the problem is it's, you know, it's getting late. We're in mid-August, and by the time we get back from Erdick, it's going to be September, and it's going to be time to do something.
Well, it'll be a week before we implement.
Right. Oh, I'd like to at least have the test lined out.
But what are you going to ask for?
To be determined.
And that's the problem, because
right.
Factors threefold
so
difference in price.
You can
that's,
grease the skins with the 5th through the 10th or the 5th through the 12th and 12 or 24 and see what.
Well, okay, let's
how much
put it this way. This group needs to have a plan.
Right.
Whether BPA agrees to it or not, let's have a plan. That's what you're taking forward, and you just don't know the queue. And you won't be able to say yes to the plan until you get back with the queue, but at least you'll have a plan. Otherwise, what I don't want to be is coming back from Erdick and then sitting around here again talking about 12 versus 24 and the 5th versus the 6th.
If you're getting up under the 30K spill range, 12 is going to be the only thing it probably will sell. If you're down in the 10, 15 range, you know, 24 is more powerful.
30 will sell? Cool.
10 hours. I mean, that's what you're going to start talking about.
I know.
You were saying it could be that high.
I kind of don't think we're going to be there.
But if we have to,
what about the dissolved gas issue? Wasn't that right around 25?
Yeah, between 25 and 30 is where you start hitting the one.
Is that going to be a limiting factor?
It will be. That is the limiting factor.
Yeah. If you put it all on
right, Agnes?
Are you talking one bay or multiple bay?
What's that?
You talking one bay or multiple bay?
We're going to be looking at both. But it depends on the amount of flow.
Yeah.
As you go up in flow, there'll be more. So we're not talking about having it. Yeah, it's okay. I'm not worried about the gas issue. I looked at that pretty carefully with the patterns that we have, which is pretty much one bay or two bays at low flow.
Yeah, so 30K a day, it's 140,000 a day.
And you had bay two and one identified at an earlier meeting.
Yeah, and I see that Lori has come up with some other ideas of going out to bay seven and eight, and because maybe she's worried about eddies or straightening things out, or I don't know. I haven't talked to her about the, yeah, we'll see that down there, but... What I'm not I think, well, the more you spread it out, the lower the gas concentration would be. But if we're talking 10K, I would say two bays.
Just to spread it out for gas. I mean, if you crowd it in one, you get gas.
But the more you crowd it, the better your downstream.
Don't worry about gas because if you got 30K, you could spread it out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you're going to be trying to concentrate as much as you can to get that downstream signature. So, where are we? What are we agreeing to? Tammy, sum it up for us.
All right, I have the options for Agnes and Scott to take back to BPA to be 12-hour spill from 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. for 7 to 10 days, or 24-hour spill for 7 days. Start date of the 5th or 6th with an end date somewhere between the 12th and 16th. Spill volume and pattern are to be determined at IRC.
Wasn't 12 and 16 too late to just say 5th or 6th?
To start.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the end date.
Is the 5th or 6th with the end date being 7 to 10 days?
And, yep. So is that enough? Are we comfortable with that going forward? You guys take that
still
and shop it?
I prioritize 24. But
really, I do have it here that it is the preferred option.
I'll be happy to get a test.
You was spitting the tail race? Oh,
yeah, no, of more than 4.7 or whatever it was that we tested years ago.
It'll be fun. It's more expensive. All right, so I think we're done.
Yep.
Thanks.
So more to come. Not quite done. We're going to have to resolve this when we're done with ERDC. So there's going to need to be a meeting.
You get back, I should say.
Yeah, when I get back, which is going to be... Later.
Are you
going to
drive? You're driving
that? Yeah. Well, I might. It depends on how much you're going to jack the price of the flight up. So.
You, John, Harry, Bob, and maybe my supervisor.
Can we get this group together on the 3rd?
What's that?